Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Cédric Lebert. I'm an investment specialist and fund selector at UBP. And today we are discussing third quarter review for the UXS Long Short Japan Corporate Governance Fund. The strategy was successfully launched on July 2020 with 30 long positions and 60 shorts. Using inflows from subscriptions, the gross exposure was maintained at the 200% target. In line with our investment philosophy, net exposure was maintained within plus minus 1%, and net exposure for each sector has been consistently maintained within plus minus 1% using inflows to minimize trading costs. As at end of September, assets under management stood at $72 million. Let's talk about performance. After a 5% dip in the last week of July, the Japanese market bounced back, rising by almost 9% in the first 2 weeks of August. The market then went sideways over the following 7 weeks. Despite the whiplash on the market, the strategy behaved in a stable manner, generating positive returns during 8 of the 12 weeks since inception. The largest weekly negative return was minus 0.43% for the week ending 18th of September, which resulted in a maximum drawdown of minus 0.7%. This compares with 5 weeks of positive returns greater than plus 0.45%. At the end of September, the cumulative return since inception is plus 3.26%, with the volatility at 3.6%. Four sectors made large positive contribution to performance: consumer, transport, chemicals, and staples. Two sectors, machinery and automotive, made moderately positive contribution, whereas two others, healthcare and real estate, made slightly negative contributions. Five sectors made neutral or modest positive negative contributions. In aggregate, and it's important, both the long and short sides contributed significantly to alpha. Let's talk about the activity in the portfolio. The majority of trades during the quarter were to make slight rebalancing adjustments. This used inflows from subscription to maintain both market and sector neutrality. There were two trades in which we exited positions and replaced them with other stocks in the same sector. And there was one trade to take profit as a strong performer. The two exits were short position in the tech and media and automotive sectors. In the tech and media, we activated a stop loss on a stock. We reevaluated our scenario forecasts and valuations of the company and felt that our upside scenario and valuation may have been too conservative. We therefore felt that the risk reward was not in line with our earlier assessment and decided to exit the stock. We took a short position on a different stock in the same sector with similarly poor governance but a more compelling risk reward profile. In the automotive sector, we exited a stock that was subject to a corporate action. This position was a neutral contributor to performance. The stock, again, was replaced by another short position in the same sector, which had a poor governance structure. We took profit on a long position in the transport sector that had risen over 40% since purchase. As a result, the position size exceeded our target weight. We took partial profit and trimmed the position down to the target weight. Still, we believe that the company has good earnings momentum and the valuation remains within our value range. Let's spend a couple of minutes on sentiment and on the market. Summer's increased volatility masked a large dispersion in individual stock returns and significant differences in sectors and subsectors returns. The top 10% of stocks in the TOPIX 500 rose by more than 20%, whereas the bottom 10% of stocks fell by more than 10%, resulting in a spread of 30% over the quarter. Consumer, tech and media, electronics and machinery were among the sectors that made the most gains, whereas the laggard sectors included utilities, materials and financials. There was some volatility in both the stock market and the yen when Prime Minister Abe announced his resignation at the end of August. This volatility was, however, short-lived. There was a smooth transition to Chief Cabinet Secretary Suga, who had been his right-hand man for almost 8 years. Suga won the LDP leadership election by a landslide and became Prime Minister on the 16th of September. His initial cabinet is being viewed positively, starting with a 74% approval rating, making it the third highest initial rating in recent decades. We believe Suga will pursue monetary and fiscal policies in line with Abenomics. In addition, we believe he will reinvigorate the reform efforts that had lost momentum during the last few years of Abe's tenure. We see a continued shift of power from ministry bureaucrats to politicians as a positive sign. One of Suga's key initiatives is to smash the silos between ministries and to increase transparency and information sharing through the digitalization of government functions. This is very, very important. He is a fervent supporter of deregulation, market reform, and increased competition. As Suga will face both an LDP leadership election and general election within the next 12 months, we expect him to move quickly with his reform agenda in order to have an early wins before then. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.